Okay, this one will be mercifully shorter than the last one. I did ramble. This isn't technically a fallacy, but it should be considered one, in my opinion. And my opinion matters. So does yours. Normalize believing that your opinion matters. So, the temporarily embarrassed millionaire. This is the belief, often unspoken, but and often encouraged, that you are not part of the working class or the vulnerable class, but you're rather a millionaire in waiting. You're just merely down on your luck right now. This isn't technically a logical fallacy in the purest textbook sense. I'm sorry. It's more of a manufactured perception trap. It works by convincing people to identify with the ruling class aspirationally instead of identifying with their own actual conditions. So this is super useful for power because it keeps us compliant. If you believe that you're on your way to the top, you'll protect the privileges of those who are already there because those are going to be your privileges soon. Yeah. And I have a bridge to sell you. So this blocks solidarity, and this is pretty much the only thing that protects that tiny sliver of people who are hoarding the resources. You won't join movements for systemic change if you believe that you are about to graduate from that class. You'll refrain from criticizing wealth or power too loudly. You don't want to alienate the class that you expect to join. So this concept goes back at least to Steinbeck's observation. Socialism never took root in America because the poor see themselves not as an exploited proletariat, but as temporarily embarrassed millionaires. Empire refines this. Advertising, entertainment, even school guidance counselors drip feed the narrative that your big break is inevitable if you work hard enough, believe hard enough, and just wait your turn. So people vote against taxes on the ultra wealthy because someday that might be me. Workers resist unionization because they believe that they'll soon own the business, not work for it. People oppose universal coverage because they think that they'll soon afford top shelf private care. And people cheer rising home prices, even if they're renters, because they believe that soon they'll be owners. The right wing in America sells the dream as the self-made American myth. The left wing sells it as the creative class pipeline. Suffer now, but you'll cash in later on your art, your activism, that startup. The psychological lock. It's not enough that the gate is locked. You have to feel like holding it closed yourself is in your own best interest. You won't demand higher wages because you're investing in your future career. You won't question an unfair law because that law will protect me when I make it big. There is no seat at the table. In fact, there is no table. If you go like, look, I mean, I grew up privileged. My parents had a lot of money for a while until they didn't. There is no table. It's more like a cabana, and nobody cares if you're there. If your argument for opposing reform sounds like you're defending privileges that you don't have, that's a temporarily embarrassed millionaire talking. So compare your actual conditions to your imagined future self. Ask, if I never became wealthy, would this policy still benefit me? Remember, the people who are millionaires now got there under the current system and are heavily invested in keeping it that way. This is the most elegant trick in Empire's playbook. It gets you to protect a castle that you'll probably never live in. You certainly don't live in now. To polish its gates, defend its moat. Tuck pointed, all while sleeping in a tent outside the wall. And the moment you stop guarding someone else's fortune like it's your own, you stop being an unpaid security guard for the status quo. Let's do that.